The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
According to new figures, more than 7,000 people have legally changed their names by deed poll in the last 10 years, but some of these were criminals and sex offenders who gave themselves new identities in order to hide their past and possibly evade detection. I'm joined on the line now by Padraig Tobin, Meath West TD and leader of AINTHU. He is making the running on this one. Padraig, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, many people change their deed poll, name by deed poll simply to correct something, to change maybe a middle name or perhaps to avoid confusion, a perfectly legitimate thing to do.
Yeah, there's logical reasons for people can use this service and many do on an annual basis. But where I have the difficulty with this is that there is significant evidence now that people with criminal records for violent crime or sexual crime are also changing their name by deed poll. Indeed, there was evidence given to an Oireachtas committee in 2022 which basically stated that it was pretty much standard that convicted sex offenders are changing their names by deed poll to basically ensure that they could be avoid being monitored by people. And I think that, you know, in society, if a person has committed a violent crime or a sexual crime, that people should be able to check to see if that is the case. So whether you're getting into a working relationship or a personal relationship with a person, I think you should be able to find out what is the background of that individual. And it's not the case currently.
So are you saying that if someone changes their name by deed poll, that obviously they keep their PPS number because they're still the same person, but they don't have to tell anyone? I presume they'd have to tell social welfare if they want to keep getting their payments or pensions or whatever it might be, any entitlements they have. But they don't have to tell the Gardaí, for example.
Yeah, so my understanding is obviously if they have a passport or if they have other documents in their old name, they do obviously have to update those documents after a while with their new deed poll name, if you like. But after that, they don't have to bring that old name or their old persona or record to the attention of who they're engaging with. And there's many cases of, you know, criminals, and people just even need to Google it and they'll see that criminals who have maybe committed three or four offences for assaulting women, going to prison, coming out of prison, changing their name by deed poll, moving to another part of the country, and then committing another crime of assault against women again. There's plenty of cases where people, criminals, are actually changing their name by deed poll while they're still in prison. And so even before they get out, they're actually having their names changed so they won't, they won't be damned by their own record in terms of the engagements that they make in future. And we're talking about people, really high-profile, you know, career criminals, gangland murderers, etc., who are involved in this. And, you know, we've put a parliamentary question into the minister to ask, first and foremost, how many criminals have utilised this system into the future. And I think that the government should get rid of the loophole where violent criminals and sexual offenders can change their names in this manner.
Does it mean that anyone going for a name change by deed poll would have to be Garda vetted, for example?
Well, currently, that's not the information that I have. The only license that has to happen before a person can get a deed poll is for those who live outside of the European Union and the EEA. So basically the European Union, Liechtenstein, Iceland and Switzerland, they need people outside of that area who are living in Ireland need to go and get a license from the department before that they can go and get a deed poll name change. But that's not the case for anybody else from any other European country. So not alone are we, I suppose, leaving ourselves open for the practice to be utilised by Irish citizens here in Ireland, but also by citizens of other European countries can utilise this here in Ireland as well.
So then trying to track down so-and-so who may have committed a crime here, you go back to their original country, but of course that's not the name by which they were known, and therefore the Garda vetting comes to a standstill unless you've got fingerprints to compare or DNA or whatever it might be. Anyway, you're asking a parliamentary question about this.
Yeah, so we do even have examples of people who have been banned from the United States who are criminals and who have changed their names by deed poll to get into the United States again. So it's an obvious loophole which reduces the ability of the citizen, of businesses, of employers, of the state to be able to properly track the provenance of a citizen, to be able to work out whether this individual is a law-abiding citizen or whether this individual is violently dangerous or is dangerous of a sexual assault. And I think that's, you know, that's a very clear distinction that people should be able to make. You know, when anybody's doing an interview, you know, they ask questions such as, have you ever been in jail? Have you ever been in court before? And they will double-check those details to find out if that's the case. But this is a method of hiding that information. And that's damaging for law-abiding citizens who are trying to go about their lives.
Well, let's hope that loophole can be closed. Before I let you go, Pather, I must ask you about your speech yesterday on the election of Simon Harris's Taoiseach. And you've been accused of being, I suppose, mean-spirited about him. You know, it was a big day for him in the presence of his wife, his children, his mother and father, his grandmother. A big day, but and you're not normally a man without grace, but you seem to lack grace yesterday.
It was a big day for him personally, and his family were there, and obviously it's a very, very important day for his family as well. But I suppose, to be honest, you know, the record of Simon Harris is very significant in terms of the damage that has been done to many, many people. And the most famous, I suppose, difficulty that he's had previously are those seeking operations for scoliosis treatment. And, you know, there's also, he was Minister for Health at a time where thousands of older people were moved from hospitals into nursing homes, many of them not checked for COVID, where COVID was seeded through those hospitals. It would be, I think, absolutely remiss for me. My responsibility would be to highlight the fact that here we have a person ascending to the highest position of power in the government of this country, who has a record which has done serious damage to many citizens throughout this country.
No, I mean that, you know, you'll have your opportunities. I just wonder, was yesterday not the day to say congratulations, Taoiseach, you know, it is a big day for you and your family. Enjoy the day. We're going to roast you for the next 12 months. But for today, anyway, peace breaks out.
I do understand what you're saying, Pat, but I will say that I am implacably opposed to the politics of Simon Harris. I am. I absolutely think that over the last 13 years, enormous damage has been done to so many elements within society. And I believe I have a job to challenge Simon Harris at every stage within
Even on a special day. All right.
Even on his first day.
Pather, thank you very much for joining us. Pather Tobin, the leader of Aintu and Meath, the West TD.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.